I'm going to read this morning the Prophet's Corner Uncut, one back in September 4th, 2022. And it's the first thing that the Lord started having me speak on about infiltration. I want to read a couple of them here. It's going to make sense with what I'm going to share later. It says, "Always remember this, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I awaken my virgins, and in a few years they have infiltrated the camp of the enemy. All the centuries of their evil works in the earth have been nearly completely neutralized in a few years. I overcame the world, and so have you, by the power of the greater one that lives in you. Always go into a battle with a winner's mentality. Just as Satan and his people have infiltrated all seven mountains of culture, so must my church infiltrate all seven mountains of culture. This is what I did when I was here. I spoke to mountains and they were removed. I spoke to demons and they obeyed. I preached the gospel of the kingdom, the good news that people no longer had to live under the bondage of the evil one to all that would listen. The good news. This is how I infiltrated Satan's ranks. I want the whole earth to be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. As you go about your mission, the Great Commission, always keep in the forefront of your mind that you're here to set the captives free, those who are enslaved by the enemy, to snatch them out of the fire that awaits them. This was my mission, the Great Commission. This is what I was all about. This is why I was born, and this is why I died. I gave my life so that all that would hear and receive would be snatched from the trap of the enemy. It is not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Repentance is not a judgment. It is a turning away from the mindsets of the evil one and embracing God's plan for the individual. I would have all of my children to have this mindset, all of the same mind and spirit to get this commission accomplished. When you leave the house, consider that you're on a mission, the Great Commission. Have mercy and compassion for those that have lost their way without contempt. Never allow a haughty spirit to be in you, but one of humility, saying, except for the grace of God, there goes I. This attitude will keep you in the light. That light in you will snuff out the darkness. Break the spirit of darkness off people, places, and things wherever you go, and loose remission of sins. Yes, remit their sins. Loose love, so they will be free to embrace the gospel of the kingdom. Let them walk away with hope and not scorn. They will say, God is in them of a truth. That's why the way it was when I was here. People left my presence changed. This all has to do with minds, moods, and attitudes. I want you to be a vessel that I can pour out to others. You live in a day and hour that bad news is being spewed out from every avenue. You be the breath of fresh air. So many are turned off by Christians because they have a haughty attitude. I say to you, freely you have received, so freely give. Be the flicker of hope, for people are in dire need and dying all around you. I will lead you where you to go, and I will show you what to do, for it is me and you doing the work. You can never be really sure unless I reveal it to you what an individual is going through, what has gotten them to this point. You may be the only Jesus that they ever see. Make a good lasting impression. You represent me wherever you go. Don't make molehills into mountains. Readily forgive. Be willing to suffer wrong. Forgive and go on. For all of these things are the works of the enemy to discredit your witness. Your bright stars in this dark world, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. I have placed eternity in the hearts of men. Men walk around with a hole in them. This is where I fit. They know no matter how reprobate they may appear. When God comes across their path in you, they know. Leave the results up to me. Plant a seed. One plants, one waters, but God brings the increase. So, my beloved, do not lose sight of what is really important because of the bombardment of the enemy. Do not despair and lose hope because I am with you, and I said that I would never leave you, and I would be with you until the end. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The greater one is in you. Satan would desire to sift you as wheat, just as Peter, I prayed for him. I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Satan would have you self-centered, self-focused, because he knows that the greater one is in you, and you've been given power over all his power. Power to kick him out and snatch others from the fire. This is the infiltration I'm talking to you about. It is the enemy's plan in backfire. So be diligent, make it a way of life, turning the darkness into light in people, places, and things. Satan does not get anything, give him no place. I found no place for him in heaven, and he was kicked out. Now it's your turn. Kick him out of everything. The reason that Satan is in you is greater because God is love, and love never fails. Okay, just keep that going. I want to read another one. It's called MAGA. This was 8/7/22. Make America great again. This is what I'm all about. I'm not about tearing down. I'm about building up, making crooked places straight, leveling high places. Speak to those high places in the spirit realm. Remember, I did not put you here to boycott. I put you here to occupy. Make blank great again. That slogan came from me. You can insert anything into that blank. I've given you a blank check to do so. Make your list, fill in that blank with whatever you desire. It is the time of occupational forces to move in. No more complaining about what you see, hear, and feel. Now is the time of speaking and moving forward and occupying your territory. Satan is the illegal. Most in my church boycott. They just let the devil have it. Well, there's no place else to go. Kick the devil out. See, we're not leaving here. Think about that. We ain't leaving here. The devil's crowd is leaving here. They just let the devil have it. Well, there's nowhere else to go. Kick the devil out. This is just the opposite of what I taught when I was here. I didn't just let the devil have whatever. I cast him out of people, places, and things and told you to do the same thing. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, Son of God, get busy. It's hard on you, for you have been soft and yielded your ground for so long, but not anymore. My body, my church, is to be the occupying force in the earth. As they begin to rise up all over the world, which you see happening, then it won't take long to get control back into the hands of my righteous. This is what MAGA is all about. No longer will my church retreat behind the four walls of their churches. Take the land, fill in that blank, make your health great again, make your relationships great again, make the church great again. On and on it goes, and where it stops is when all is restored back to before the fall. Boycott is to engage in a concerted refusal to have dealings with as a person, store, or organization, usually to express disapproval or to force acceptance of certain conditions. Your boycotting ain't doing no good. It's just causing us to have less and less is what it's causing. That's all. Walk into places, bind the devil, send the angels for reinforcement to rout them out and claim anything and everyone for the kingdom of God. Loose love there. I will lead you if you will make yourself available and let go of all those old mindsets. You are the seed of Abraham. Satan does not get anything and everything he does. He has stolen from my people. You must run that squatter off. Squatter, one that settles on property without right or title or payment. When you run him off, claim sevenfold. So many of my body still think they're under the law, and this is what they are saying. It looks religious, but it is not of me. Set people free from the strongholds of their minds and don't compromise. Everything here belongs to my body, my church. Take it back in my name. Stay positive, speak it, walk it, resist the negativity. You are going against the grain. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You are my soldiers. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. It is a high calling. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Make it all great again. Y'all getting a picture here? All right. I'm going to talk about infiltration. Did I? Okay. This is part 6, infiltration. Okay, am I on? I guess I am. Okay. Okay. This is infiltration part 6. Turn over to Revelation chapter 17. All right, this is kind of where we left off last time. And there came one of the seven angels, verse 1, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. An angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, another is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and of the seven, and goeth into perdition. The 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them. They're trying to push it in right now. They're trying to do their great reset. They see these, whatever that is. That's where, if they succeeded, which they will not, I've heard it's already been neutralized, but what they're trying to do, they will make it to where there's nothing that's yours anymore. They control everything. And if you don't do what they say, you get in trouble. That's what they're trying to do. Their last ditch effort to do their new world order, Nazi world order agenda. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God and put it in their hearts to fulfill his will and decree and give their kingdom unto the beast, and the words of God shall be fulfilled. The woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. All right. I put here, I believe the Pope is the figurehead of this system. The Vatican is one of the three city states, which supposedly he's in the hospital and not looking too good. Hey, I think he's been dead a long time, but anyway. We kind of see the visual part of that kind of coming out in the mainstream. Okay, now let's go to 13 of Revelation. Just bear with me. I know you've heard all this before, but there might be those that hear this that have not. Revelation 13, verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth and had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. What does the Vatican always represented? All the church of the world, right? All my life, I've always thought, wow, what is it about the Catholic faith? And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. See, the three city states operate together, the military, the financial, and the spiritual. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, which we know that's the television, and causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. How did they get to the place that they were able, to the place? I saw something. I saw it, and I let it get past me. But it showed by the PCR test breaking this membrane. This woman that was talking, this doctor, she said, she showed the mark on the forehead because of this they break the blood barrier with the PCR test. And she said, what all this stuff is doing to the person, this person is becoming a non-human. And that's how they barcoded. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that was her perspective. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark of their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell that save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. You know, if you just really think about it, everything that they do, it all comes out to 666, the circumference of the earth, the heliocentric earth, the globe. It's 666. Everything, all equates to this number, the number of a man, 666. It's amazing. It's really not amazing, it's terrible. All right. Through this territorial spirit, all the kings of the earth, peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues have come under its power. It's a heavy heart it's with a heavy heart today that I admit that there are many that say that their allegiance belongs to God. They've also been deceived. Some that are in high influence of the Truther movement and in the Alliance also believe this is so. You know, I told you I've been very stirred up about it and not sure what to do about it. And I believe that I got my answers. So I'm going to share it with you. All right, I heard a couple of interviews by a woman named Jessie Chesbitar. Now, the first time I listened to her, let me just read a little of her background here. She's a chaplain who has worked with the United States veterans in hospitals, hospices, and the community setting for more than 10 years. At age 3, Jessie came to the Lord. Unbeknownst to her, her family was involved in a very high position within the Brotherhood, in other words, the elites. Jessie was chosen at a young age to take a very high position within that system. However, the Lord had other plans. Her salvation became the catalyst for the Lord's end-time plans of bringing that system to an end. I loved it that she said that. He's bringing their system to the end, not the end of the church, or the church raptured out, but the end of the Antichrist system. All right, she now has her own ministry called Illuminate the Darkness. Her mission is to create awareness to issues of satanic ritualistic abuse and trafficking within our government, military, and community settings. Jessie is focused on equipping the Bride of Christ through supernatural or spiritual information on kingdom living. She has 3 books out. These books sound a lot like where the Lord has us going about taking the ground back from Satan. Kingdom living and spiritual warfare. The first interview, she goes into detail about what happened to her when it started at 3 years old. She was taken from her home every day and trained by a master. And many times she would, during the course of the training, she would have horrible broken bones and things. This master would throw her against the wall with magic. And she had a handler that would come in and through witchcraft would heal her. But all during this time, she said God was showing her things, making her aware at this young age. See, they start grooming them at that age. Went through horrific things. In fact, I quit listening to the interview because it was so just unbelievable. And her memory of the things that happened to her. But anyway, how she got out of it, I don't know. But anyway, she said some things that when I heard what she said, I said, That's the answer I've been looking for. Okay. I put down here, I've been greatly disturbed in my spirit concerning the deception going on in the so-called truther movement. I heard a short interview by Jesse with another person, and here are a few things that I took away from it. It confirmed to me what the Lord has been saying all along, right here. White magic includes the Galactic Federation. The Antichrist agenda will rise up fully out of that because they appear to be good. This is where she said they're actually worse than those that partake of the black magic. The ones that partake of black magic do the pedophilia, child rape, a greener throne drinking, and cannibalism and all of that. Those in the white magic, see, we've been told by Christians, magic, we've been told wrong. Magic's good. White magic's good. Black magic is bad. No, it's not. It's all from the same, yeah. All right. These benevolent off-world beings that are helping the Alliance are all demonic. She said, I don't care. She said, they appear before them. It's like that man that went into the dumps and he said he saw these 10 to 12 foot tall giants working alongside these military and regular people. And I've heard that over and over. Yeah, they're the Galactic Federation are protecting the Earth and keeping the evil ones from doing all this stuff. Well, they appear as an angel of light. They're demonic also, she says. And this woman would know. One thing about it, the few people that I've read after their interviews or heard their interviews that were involved in this kind of stuff, they know immediately. They're very keen. They can walk into a situation and tell you, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, and we don't see nothing. Because they know their tactics. They've been in it, and they know. All right? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. They are interfacing with some in the Space Force, which that disturbed me. They appear to be so wholesome and lead good lives, but they are not what they appear to be. She said to not be deceived, for they talk like a lot of Christians talk. So I'm telling you, are these a bunch of plants in the Truther movement? They seek to control for the greater good. It's worse than I thought. Satan has seemed to cover all the bases. As I've said before, this is a massive territorial spirit that has deceived nearly the whole world. All right, remember the dream I had about the man that was sitting before a council of godly men to judge his dream? He was talking about blue beam was taking place. And these benevolent beings showed up and they started to help people. But then after a while, it really began to kill them. Yeah. He lost his whole family in the dream. He got wise to it and ran in the house. I remember earlier that last year, S. Giannon talking about that there was going to be one spokesperson from here on out for the Truther movement. The only other ones that would be in this would be those on the same page. I believe that person is Phil. As I was praying this morning, I believe I got the confirmation Phil is the go-to. He is the head of the Anons. And so he has others coming alongside. Brad Barton has just joined him. Brad Barton's a very godly man. He's not going to lie to you. He's very simple and plain, kind of hicky, but he is he's not one of those. I remember something happened with somebody, and Lynn Wood reamed him out and another guy. And Lynn was wrong in what he said to him and what he did to him. But out of respect, Brad Barton, he just took his criticism and said, yes, sir. And never said anything about the other guy or that you're wrong or anything else. He didn't rile back. That's the kind of person Brad is. And I believe him joining, I believe that's all part of this. I believe maybe X-22 might be one of them. I remember him coming out few weeks ago with a list of guys or programmers to contact him. So it made me wonder, there's a handful. Okay. All right. Phil's a flat earther. And as a Christian, he takes seriously the God, Word of God, what he does know about. He knows all of this is BS. All this garbage they're spouting, all these so-called truthers, all this garbage is garbage. All right. This is where the Lord had me start down the rabbit hole, the flat earth. And a lot of people think, what's the big deal about flat earth? Without flat earth, all these benevolence go away. Think about it. You know, the Alliance, they're hovering in their ships with their med beds up and around Earth, and they're protecting us and they're doing all this stuff. They're demons. We're under a dome. They didn't come from the, they're not Palladians or Arcturians or whatever. Just name whatever you want. Stupid Star Trek crap. That's why flat earth is so important. Well, what difference does it make? Because this narrative, if you believe in flat earth, you cannot believe this narrative. This narrative goes away. And you know exactly what it is that we're dealing with. Genesis 6. This is what we're dealing with. And the people that know the truth. Not us not talking out of both sides of our mouth. And this is something that I believe that we need to get on track with and start saying, thank you, Lord, that those that are not lining up with your word and speaking what's in your word, and they're going with an alternative, they're being deceived by these benevolent ones that are actually demonic spirits appearing as angels of light, that you remove them. We have one voice. Phil. One voice. He's the figurehead of the Anons. So those that are behind him, they're saying the same thing. They're reporting the same thing. They're bringing the truth. None more of this garbage. To me, they have been infiltrated, as far as I'm concerned. All right. Right here, this is what I wrote down. This is where the Lord had me start going down the rabbit hole. If everyone knew the truth about it, then the Antichrist narrative would not have a chance to survive. Haven't I been saying to you for weeks now about the fact that Satan has come to steal the word? If the truth of community is built on a lie, then they have become a lie, right? If you believe in all the benevolent ones, and they're coming to do all this stuff. There's a video I sent out probably a couple of years ago to y'all, and it's just about that. It's by Jim Crenshaw, and it's about the benevolent ones parading themselves as these tall, beautiful, Nordic-looking, like what Admiral Byrd saw in Antarctica, and they're here to with peace, and we're here to heal you and to help you. You know, it's med bed, as far as the church is concerned. Who cares about anything else? We just need the med beds. You know, what Jesus did wasn't enough. It makes me so mad I could scream. We as spiritual mappers stand against this. My thoughts on this is to speak only one thing, the truth of God's word. That's it. And that those that are speaking his word will come front and center and be the mouthpiece. Because the Lord said to me this morning, that you just entered into the storm, and now the storm, they're going to help guide you through the storm. They're the new narrative, just like he said on his life. They are now the narrative. The MSM is no more. The Mockingbird is no more. They are now the news. They're the ones you go to hear what you need to hear, what's going on. Okay. Let me see here if I have said it all. Remember the man that worked in the dumps? You know, they couldn't say the name of Jesus. You would have thought that would have given them a clue. You can't say the name of Jesus. All right. When we take God at His word, especially like flat earth, then this mess goes away. You shall know the truth will make you free. We are Gideon's army, the remnant, but we have the truth. It is amazing to me that it is so easy for all of them to believe the lie. Well, they've been programmed to believe a lie, to tell lie vision. So they're just following their programming. What upsets me is people that should not be deceived have been deceived. It's easier for them to embrace fables, it seems, in this time than the truth. To get made fun of if you're a flat earther. I even heard 107 talking about it yesterday. I'm thinking, well, heck with you. If you're not on the right side of things, you ain't nothing to me. But I know he is playing a part of kind of keep people off the track. So I hope that that's the truth. Anybody that knows anything, I know President Trump knows the truth. They didn't go to the moon in a bucket of tinfoil, I'm telling you. With a canvas door. You seen that video? The door was canvas. It's all a hoax. All right, Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy. And it's just amazing to me that people would rather believe a lie than the truth. This is 2 Timothy 4. Now I know I'm right because I kept saying, Lord, this bothers me so bad. Why is this bothering me so bad? Now I know why. All right. I charge thee, therefore, 1 Timothy 4:1, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. See, they're all Gene Decode getting on there and all his crap. He has influenced people all around this world and he is deceived. He's brought everybody else on board with him. And I like Gene. Thank the Lord, open his eyes. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. One last thing that Jessie said. She was asked by the interviewer about Donald Trump. How does he fit into all of this? Because I was getting concerned because I know, you know, Space Force. This is what she said. He has been called of God for this time. This blessed me tremendously. Because the Lord, that's why I read MAGA. The Lord said, stay with MAGA. Don't get off track. Making America great again. Jesus team. Trump team. Stick with it. Don't get off of it. Because you've heard a lot of people that they started out okay, but they're the messed up ones. They're the ones that remote view, which is demonic. But say they're Christians and they believe in Jesus. They're the ones that are pushing all this weirdness. All right, he's told us to stick with MAGA and the Trump team. It's the Jesus team. I know that there are those that know that they know that these are all demons. I've seen videos of people that have talked about, especially older, usually older ones that were in the military and some that were in NASA, saying they're all demons. They know it. I guess they don't care. Not everyone's been compromised, thank God. Our confession should be that those that oppose God's plan are taken out, and those who are for God's plan advance forward. All right, I'm going to read a couple of passages of scripture and we'll be done. Mark 13. But if you tried to call them out, they're very arrogant and assure themselves. I'm sure they wouldn't listen to anything I had to say, but, you know, maybe they'll listen to somebody when they say, you're out. All right, this is Mark 13, 19. Jesus is saying, for in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. Except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And if then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, before I have foretold you all things. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be dark, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of the heaven. All right. All right, Revelation 22:20. This should be our plea. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.